Good Morning LA. All right, so this is the fourth Friday of the month. So I was lucky to get four Fridays for the month of Black History. Today I'm gonna pretty much dedicate this whole hour to the roots of house music, which comes from Chicago. Debatable whether it's the first house track that came from the area. So I hang out with music geeks and we debate where did house, who made the first quote-unquote house cut. And there are some that predate from the 70s. I got like a definitely a house sound. Nonetheless, Chicago definitely put it on the map, put it into perspective. It nurtured it, it grew, it created techno, it just, you know. Anyways, enough of me blabbing, going to the set. I'm not gonna talk, you guys can download it. Just posted up some mixes on the SoundCloud, ColeMedina1, or actually just ColeMedina. My Instagram is ColeMedina1. And Facebook, ColeMedina1. All right, so I'm gonna shut up and here we go.
Injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racism, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nature into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, tears of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims' cry. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Beat me till I jack. It's time for house. Thank you. Everybody clap their hands. Feel the music. Then house music.
Lost control. Let's work. Richards.